finished preaching last Sunday, I felt there was a voice, there was a blessed have not entered into. And this morning when I was like by 3 o'clock, I struggled and I said, Lord, I have never struggled like this before. But one thing I know, we're about to speak to you. So these are the things he gave me to speak to us. Two characters that came to me. One was Mary, a sister of Martha. Another one was Hannah, a co-wife to Kenani. Precious vessels. Different families. Different characters. In the same house. Missing God. Another one picking God. One sitting at the feet of Jesus. Another one missing Jesus. Another one entering into the place of worship. Another one misses it. Let's go to 1 Samuel. Like Pastor Ruben shared, mentioned that yesterday we had a good time. We encountered with three young people who were so precious. You just sit with them and just the spirit of joy just comes upon them. And then you have to laugh, by all means. So we appreciate you for coming, guys. We appreciate Cindy. Cindy, you're like a Samaritan woman. Bring everyone in the house of God. God bless you so much. All of us, maybe, I won't generalize, but some people have heard the story of Hannah, mother of Samuel. Now, before Prophet Samuel came in or came into existence, Hannah was. But before Hannah came into existence, there was a problem that we're waiting for. And to some of us, ever since we have come into this world, been encountering from mountain to valleys, from valleys to, you encounter with people, you just clash with characters. But how did Hannah manage the world of Penina? And if she survived the world of Penina, how about the children of Penina? But she survived. We are in 1 Samuel from verses 3. There are some of us in this room, you are surviving. You're a survivor. You've been walking on this planet Earth as a survivor. Your brothers, your sisters, they did not make it, but you're surviving. Every day of your life, you're a survivor. I don't know what you're surviving this week or you survived, but you know what? Even this morning, you are about to survive some stuff. You are about to survive the words of your father. You are about to survive the words of your grandmother. Some of us who grew up with our grandmothers and we're still carrying their words. Ladies and gentlemen, we are surviving those words. The word has never touched our hearts. The words have been hurting our lives ever since we were born. Ladies and gentlemen, I take this moment to encourage you that the God of Hannah is my God. The God of Hannah, the God of Hannah is your God. She was a woman like me. Weak vessel like the Bible calls the women. Because men have never been into labor. Never. They will talk, this is my child, this is my son, okay? They have never carried their babies for 9 months. They have never been into the labor ward. When you called every name, when you call Papa and Papa becomes another thing. You call Mama, you call Dada. Ladies and gentlemen, Hannah was a vessel of God like you and me. Chapter 1. Now there was a certain man of Ramah man, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Eli. They are from Ramagana. The son of Tohu, the son of Zophan, Ephraimite. And he had two wives. Hey, you have only one wife, you feel like she has to go and you stay. But this one, he had two. And the name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Penina. Penina had children, but Hannah had no children. The man went up from his city, Yari, to worship and sacrifice the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. Also the two sons of Eli. And whenever the time came for Elkanah to make an offering, he would give portions to Penina, his wife, and to all her and daughters. Number five. But to Hannah, he would give a double portion, for he loved Hannah, although the Lord had someone this way. Just feel you're like a barren person. And every mountain that comes on your way, you just feel like you're cursed. I'm here to announce to you, you are not cursed. It is because God is creating his character in you. You are not cursed. You are not cursed because you cannot pay your rent. You are not cursed because you are from that family of Biawagamba. And has carried some blood. Your family has carried blood. Your family has carried a name that you don't want even people to know your history. The family you came from, some of us, we don't even want to share. Then they ask you, family name. I'm from Gatsinzi family. You hide, you are from here. Speak to someone. You feel you are cursed because of what you're going through. Hannah said, I'm not conceiving this month, but I know one thing. I'll continue to go and worship the Lord until I conceive. I don't know when I'll conceive. I don't know when the Lord will answer my prayers, but one thing I know. This God who has touched the womb of Penina will one day touch my heart. I'll continue to be a pastor. I do believe one day they will come and they will feel here and will be other churches. I do believe. I do believe in the God of Hannah. She was barren. Not because of her. She was not barren. She could not conceive because God has touched her womb. I don't know what the Lord has posed on. There is something, there is a button the Lord has pressed on. But behold, ladies and gentlemen, there is a God of Hannah. He's about to press open. But there was a problem. Mark this day. Forget. Do you know the day today? Pastors are in tears. Prophets are in tears because they have prophesied and the word has not come to pass. The Lord has pressed. Men come to you. They say, you're so beautiful. Put everything on your body so that men can see you. The altar. Ladies and gentlemen, I command that spirit to be destroyed out of your life, out of your family. Some of us who have carried the histories we cannot even mention here. Your mother, how your mother came to be connected to your father. And now it's been hunting you. You cannot talk to a girl. Your father. day, you are gaining strength. Talk to girls properly. Same God will help you as well. There was a kind of spirit Hannah carried. There was a kind of a spirit Penina carried. You do not need to have this. And I'm asking myself, how did Hannah overcome the world of Penina? The world of Penina full of anger, full of hatred. The world of Penina full of poverty. The terrible situations, terrible places, but born of God, carrying the covenant of God. When I was in refugee camps, some of people said that I will never, some of them said she will never make it. Some of them, they said she will never get married. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so. And the same God help you to have a happy marriage. I came into this man's life saying, and to some of us, we come into the relationship thinking that everything is going to be smooth. It will never be smooth because you have come into this person as your assignment. And the men and women of God who are here and you're married, this is what you need to know. Your wife is your assignment. Your husband is your assignment. Whatever. What you see is because the Lord has pressed the button. But when he presses open, joy will come. The joy will come. Touching your disease is taking away your tears. This God I am feeling is reaching out to your child. Talking I don't know if this. Every tribe, they know how to make one angry. But you know what? They fought for one love. And Penina thought that Hannah is fighting for the love of Elkanah. But to tell you the truth, Hannah knew it, that loves her, but you know what? There was some. Now, this goes to marriage. Every woman, every man in this house, if you think your husband will look at that face like he looked at when you were 22, you are changing. Come on, you're changing. Look at me. We are changing. Do not expect this man to see you the same thing. But he will always carry your heart. That's why I was encouraging. Carry his heart. So I do not have time to look at the other side and the other side. There was a jealousy. There was a mountain of jealousy, and it was only Penina who was facing it. Because Elkanah, Hannah was targeting the God of God. And Penina, oh Jesus, same house, same family, different stuff. You might have 4 children, but one is targeting the God of God. And I pray that one of your children will be targeting the God of God. And one child of yours will be a point of contact of God in your house. Still struggling. Hannah managed the wild of Penina. It was Yaba. But she provoked her. Therefore, she wept and did not. Some of us, we did not. For 26 days, some of us were. But for these 26 days, we've been pressing on for something. I want to speak to your life. I want to speak to your mountain. That it shall come to pass when you will never see that mountain, when the mountain will be a valley. It shall come to pass. I have an evidence that it shall come to pass. There was a time when I could not believe that I can stand before people. Grow up, my mom. This guy, they are thinking that Hannah is just confused. And I do believe that Penina was asking him herself, why do they have when she cannot give birth child everywhere? To some of you, to the places where you are, including your siblings. Spiritually, you are escaping poverty. Someone I'm talking to, you do not know how even you're gonna pay your rent. Someone who don't know how you're gonna pay your rent. I am speaking to a mountain that you are escaping the spirit of poverty. You've been touching your bank account. You've been paying your tithe. You've done what you can. But this afternoon, the Lord is going ahead of you, and you're breaking through. Sean, you're breaking through. Rimama Sam Tarababa, come here, Sean. You are breaking through. Mugarura. Young lady, you are breaking through. You are escaping, actually, you are escaping the poverty of your grandfather, the spirit of nomadic. I break it and I destroy it. You are escaping. For whatever your grandmother suffered, you will never suffer. Whatever your mama suffered, you will never suffer. For the Lord God Almighty is going ahead. Yeah. Go. For whatever what they said, it shall not come to pass. These tears. Yeah. Whatever they said. Man of God, rise and see the Lord. For the Lord is saying, you stand and you speak my oracles. It shall come to pass when they were trusty, when they were lounging, will never appear in your dreams anymore. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass, woman of God. Monsieur. Monsieur. They will never have you. It's a wedding, woman of God. The money will come. For the first one was a thief. was a time I was rushing, going to the disco. And then this man, this Rwandan man said, you look at this word, you look at this book, Mugaru, wanna speak to you that this book, this is where your riches rise. This book, there will be a day when you plant a church, Mugaru. There will be a day, Mugaru, when you seek God and find him for you and for your family. Mugaru, one day you will see God of Osha. Mugaru, you are a revivalist. They told me those words when I was going. The same God. Not what your brothers and sisters said you were, but you carry the word of God in you. Carry the word of God, Mugaru. Your eyes have seen what you have seen, but what you're about to see is the power of God. What you're about to see, what is about to hit you, is the word of God. Great, Awaba. Chebetorod. The right one. God can reward you with his favor. Everything will be sorted out. Mothers around you. Because you miss the love of your mother. Gonna find who carries the spirit. Father, remember this girl. Remember the women and men of God she has in your presence. And now she's asking a question in Psalms 42, when will I appear before God once again like I used to? Time is coming. Including your child is listening. We are speaking to your baby that he will come. We speak to him that there will be a day when he will become a revivalist. We speak to you, baby boy, that time is coming, and when it is right, it's due, you just come forth. Nothing will hinder this baby to come forth. We soak this baby in the blood of Jesus. We open the room for you to come, baby boy. I know you want to be baby Ezekiel, but I would love you to be called baby Ezekiel. Ezekiel, you will come and speak to the dry bones of the church of Christ. Baby Ezekiel! Baby Ezekiel, you can hear me. I speak to your heart. Let me speak to you, Muzora. Father God Almighty, I thank you for this year. Yes. someone intercede for this young man. Soaking your bones in the blood of Jesus. Soaking your organs in the blood of Jesus. Soaking your veins, everything. I refuse an evil spirit to claim you, to claim your blood, your veins. I refuse the powers of Abachiga not to claim your blood, not to claim your position in God, not to claim your friends. I set you by the grace of God on the firm foundation you carry, who is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And the Lord is saying to you, Muzora, that the rejected stone, the cornerstone. Muzora, you know where you belong in God. You know you have a room in God, you know? Your purpose starting from today. And we are ushering you into that place. We are ushering you into that place where you cannot miss God. You have missed some points, like me, like any other person here. But you know what? This time round, 2018, you are not missing any mark. In Jesus' name. It shall come to pass when many will come out of you. Because people have said you cannot lead. It does not make sense. You will lead. That's why we have been opposing anything. There's been opposing your leadership. You are a leader. You are a leader, Muzora. Accept it. Accept it and bless it. You are a leader, Muzora. You are a leader. Refuse whatever they say. Put them aside. And I command the demarcation of Jesus Christ between you and your past. Muzora, you are not like any other man. And as I speak, there are some people who will never come close to you. They will try, but they won't make it. Because you are marked by God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I refuse any evil spirit. Spirit of poverty. Spirit of poverty is dying. It's dying, Muzora. And you have to buy a house so quickly. You have to buy a house quickly. Do not wait for 2019. Buy a house now. Buy a house now, Muzora. You understand? Yeah. Do not wait for the girl to come so that she will tell you how to buy a house. Sit in your room and just... And I see that house. I don't want a cheap house. Three-bedroom house. I know for you at five, but I see bedroom house. Rise up, Muzora. Come out of the valley. Come out of the valley. Show us how we come out of the valley. Yeah, show us. Yeah, this is how we come out of the valley. Out of the valley. Every Saturday, we do not want to see you in the gym. Yeah, come out of the gym and then come. Macrina, please. Macrina, she always knows that when I hold the microphone, I have to speak to her life. Yeah. You're my assignment. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass when the Lord will oppose the works of the enemy in your life. It shall come to pass when you will stand as a woman of God and proclaim the word of the Lord. It shall come to pass whatever the Lord has called you to do, you shall do it. It shall come to pass when you look for your enemies and you will never see them. It shall come to pass when your tongue will be captured by God. It shall come to pass when your eyes will be captured by the eyes of the Lord. It shall come to pass when your blood will be captured by the blood of the Lamb of God. It shall come to pass when your ears will be captured by the ears of God. Yes. 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 It is only God who can touch this heart. It is only God who can transform this mind. It is only God, only God, only God. May God separate you today for his service. In Jesus' name, amen. Mr. Busuwa, can I speak a word to you, sir? You are not a small man, sir. You are not a small man. And where God is taking you, is taking you to the places where you'll be having, you know, in my culture, when we have many cows, we are the richest people. So to you, those houses, you're going to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Because the first house is going to build others, other four. But besides that, out of your belly, young people are running, coming to you. Out of your belly, young people are coming, rushing. You know, like a river. Have you ever seen the River Nile in Jinja? How the young people are rushing. They've been pushing it to your wife. The blessings, your blessings have been like this, but this time around it's like this. You are a blessed man. You are blessed. Look around, you see your children. They're blessed. And what the Lord is saying to you is, beyond Hosanna, beyond Arion. I don't know if you have a plan of getting children, more children? Was here when Rachel said, I don't want, no, I don't want a baby, I don't want a baby. Now baby Joy is there. I see another Busuwa coming. Let God be God in every situation. I bless you, and I pray for the anointing of God to gather the young people around you, and you, may your wife rise for the cause of the young people. We pray that you will see them, and you know them, and you sit with them. I pray for the wisdom of God to carry on, for the anointing of 2017 cannot work in the 2018, and may that anointing and wisdom carry you through, in Jesus' name. So Nicholas, you mean you are standing behind him? Come, bring yourself here. Okay, this is what the Lord is saying. They've been into other people's houses, putting their houses in order. But there will be a day when you have two houses, and the houses will have your name, not the kids. Not Macrinas, but the Mugumias. The Lord has seen your tears. The Lord has seen your hard working. He's rewarding you with two houses. Remashika, two houses. If God cannot remember any house, he will remember Shairo Tabanako. Sebo Iroko. He's just rich. He's just rich. Us overcoming the world of Penina, overcoming the world of Martha. It is not simple and easy, but this is how we overcome the world of Penina and Martha. If we can only go to Luke chapter 10, you'll find how Mary purposed to close down every voice. Pastor Carol, the Lord is saying that you have never served him, But today, there's an anointing that is coming upon your life. The anointing to see. The anointing to touch women. The anointing to touch men. You have never served. But the Lord is saying, today, starting from today, the anointing to touch men and women. And what happened is, it is deep anointing. And deep anointing will never come until there's an assignment for the double portion. And the double portion will come because there's someone who has failed, and then you'll be added another anointing upon your life. Elisha pressed on for the anointing of Elijah, and he managed to get it. Even this morning, you are receiving power in your hands. Your hands are healing powers, healing hands. You carry healing hands, rich hands. I don't know why, whatever I say, see houses. I don't know why this morning is all about houses. Can someone just receive your house? Get tired of renting. Get tired of renting. We are making everyone rich. Young lady, just watch God. This year, things are changing. Three miracles, tangible. But the very first tangible anointing, you're going to preach the gospel. You're going to go nations and nations preaching the gospel. You've been going as a team, as Simanyibichi. You know what? God is opening doors so that you may be a preacher or a guest preacher. I see women gathering. I see young people gathering. I see young ladies gathering. I see marriage. You will lead marriage. I don't know if you're ready, but you will lead them. And you know, this God. This is your moment, Carol. Don't miss any single minute. Get a room, sit and ask God. You know, I will say it and say it again. People have used you. They have abused your time, your energy, and your strength. This time around, it's like you are set and you're ready to go. But I usher you in that anointing where Mary encountered with that anointing, and she sat at the master's feet to receive a teachable heart, to receive a heart that is full of eyes and ears, to receive the nostrils of God, that wherever you enter into a house, you carry deliverance. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. And we seal it with the blood of Jesus. It shall come to pass when the men and women of God will see the glory of God, not to hear it from other people. The Lord is releasing his glory upon every man and every woman in this house, not to hear the word of God from other people, but the spirit, the prophetic spirit is coming upon every young people, every older people here. The Lord is engulfing us with his anointing. Lonnie, your neighbor, I need to talk to your neighbor. I need to talk to Winnie. Winnie, I want to break something. I want to destroy it. So many times. So many times you have seen other people prospering. And you wonder, will I ever have this? You have seen people coming through your hands, going and get rich and getting breakthroughs. But you know what God is saying? Today is your breakthrough. What has been lacking in your spirit, man? You're receiving it now. Because the devil has been speaking to your ears and you accepted it, that you cannot do that. But you know what? The Lord is saying, whatever you thought you cannot do, I am giving you strength to do it. Go, the Lord is saying, go and dream big. There's no house that will become big unless there's a vision that is bigger behind the dream. The dream is bigger than the house. So every dream you have ever thought of, they are coming back. There's a friend of yours. There's a friend of yours. He caused you into tears. And he reached a stage and saying, I don't want to hear any man or any woman. But this person is coming back. I don't know if you're ready to receive this person. This person is coming back. I remember the day you gave me a lift when my sister was dying. And I'll never forget that. So has God. Do you know that your mama is leaning on you? Do you know that your mama is leaning on you? Do you know that? Do you know that? Do you know your mama is standing because of you? So you better show her that you are so strong than what she's going through. Show your mama that you're strong, because there's so much in her heart. And she's just waiting to hear a word from you. Starting from today, go and speak. Mama, let's talk. Do you have a company of yourself? Because I see a company that has your name on it. You don't have it? You have two? Yes. Yes. So, Mama, her eyes. Sit with Mama. Speak to Mama. She does not need to see you like, oh, Mama, things are not working. No, 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 no. She just needs a word from your heart. And even today, go and say to your mom, say, Mama, I have a word for you. You are the best in the whole world. Your mom traded her life because of you. Your mom was hated because of you. Remember your mother. Always. And I refuse the spirit of rejection upon your life. I destroy the spirit of rejection. It will never attack you in Jesus' name. It will never attack you in Jesus' name. Lord, receive the heart of this young man. Will you give your heart to the Lord today? So many accidents. And even now I send the blood of Jesus before you, ahead of you, that will always protect you, will always be protected in Jesus' name. You are protected, young man.